Item 11.16, presentation at Asia Pacific Experts Symposium. Mr. Bean.
Can we just wait for Councillor Dunn, Mr. Bean?
I think she's fell asleep anyway. It's been out that long. Poor thing. Thank you, Councillor Dunn. 11.16, presentation at Asia Pacific Experts Symposium. Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For background information for Council on this particular item, Council established its Community Learning Board in 1998 to promote the importance of lifelong learning to the social and economic development of the people of Melton. The Community Learning Board connects those involved within the city in these endeavours in a forum to improve lifelong learning opportunities for the community. Membership is drawn from all learning sectors, industry and community organisations, and also comprises a number of ex officio members from Council and other formal education service providers. Taking all of this into consideration, Mr. Mayor, it is with great pleasure that I inform the Council this evening that Council's Lifelong Learning Officer, who is fundamentally the Executive Officer to the Learning Board, a person by the name of Mr. Peter Blunden, has been requested and is presenting at the Asia Pacific Expert Symposium on Global Citizenship, held as we speak on the 23rd and 24th of October in the city of Changwon, Republic of Korea. UNESCO and the city of Changwon are meeting all travel, accommodation and other expenses for Mr. Blunden to attend this conference. The symposium is an event that has resulted in the United Nations Global Education First Initiative, which was launched in 2012 by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The Secretary-General presented three priorities to highlight the value of education and mobilise international support. Fostering global citizenship is one of these three priorities, aiming to promote participation and keen interest of individuals, local communities, enterprises and government to achieve a common goal for sustainable development. It is the way in which Melton Council plans and delivers community infrastructure with facilities like the Melton Library and Learning Hub, the Western Base, which is soon to be open, our community hubs, all having recycled water built into developments and energy conservation initiatives, are also relevant to Melton being identified and recognised as a learning city and a city of the future. Recently, UNESCO showed interest in Melton's work and invited Council's Lifelong Coordinator, Mr. Blunden, to present a case study on Melton as a developing learning city for a UNESCO publication. The Mayor, Mr. Councillor Bob Turner, sitting to my right, and Mr. Blunden were interviewed by UNESCO Institute of Lifelong Learning via Skype on Monday, the 8th of September, and the written case study was submitted soon after. As a consequence of all of this work and its long-standing commitment to lifelong learning through the Community Learning Board over the past 16 years, Melton Council has been asked to present at the symposium and has truly been recognised worldwide as a leader in lifelong learning for community development and implementation and activation of its community. With this in mind, Mr. Mayor, I present what is a very brief recommendation to Council that they receive and note the report presented. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the motion and congratulate Mr. Blunden on what will be, I'm sure, a very interesting experience for him. I'm sure he'll do our city very proud. So congratulations to him indeed.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second it. And as the Chair of the Community Learning Board, I want to thank yourself as well for starting up the process with that video link. Well done.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 11.17, Local Government Electoral Review, submission on panel recommendations. Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is presented to advise you in relation to the recommendations of the Local Government Electoral Review Panel, otherwise known as the Georgio Report, and to present to Council draft responses in relation to the recommendations contained in the two reports produced by that panel. The Minister for Local Government appointed an electoral review panel back in August of 2013, directing it to inquire into and report on the operation of local government democracy in Victoria. The panel has reported to the Minister in two stages. The Stage 1 report delivered 41 recommendations for the reform of the arrangements relating to local government elections, in particular around the franchise of voters, and the Stage 2 report delivered an additional 14 recommendations primarily dealing with effective representation in local government. The Minister has now placed these two reports in the public domain, seeking comment by 3rd of November on the recommendations contained therein. Council and officers have discussed this matter, and a draft set of responses has been prepared, which is to a large extent based on the excellent work done by the Municipal Association of Victoria, with some specific variations from this council in respect of the response to the recommendations in the report. As the report indicates, there are 55 recommendations, so I don't propose going through them all this evening. Draft responses are detailed in the appendix to the report, and I simply recommend to council that the draft submission, as detailed in Appendix 1, be endorsed and forwarded to the Minister for Local Government. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Does any council require further clarification? Yes. Councillor Medley.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. What is the current cost for a candidate electoral deposit, and what is the reasoning behind, I believe in the report it says it's $400, so it's an increase. What's the reasoning behind the increase, the recommendation to increase it?
Okay. The current, or at the last election, and it's still in the Act, the requirement is $250 is the nomination deposit, or the deposit at the time of nomination. The basis for increasing, and there was quite some debate around this particular point, one of the key elements in the consideration of the committee was around trying to reduce the number of what are called dummy candidates. So they're primarily candidates that do little else than allow their name to be put forward and effectively put a list of their preferences out, and it's primarily designed for the purpose of drafting preferences to a preferred candidate, not with any real intent ever of being elected or any real desire to be elected. Hence the name dummy candidates. And there were a number of proposals in the report that were intended to act as a deterrent to dummy candidates without deterring genuine candidates, and that's where the debate comes in around the amount of deposit. In order to get your deposit refunded, you must achieve 4% of the primary vote achieved by the elected candidate. So part of the philosophy around this is that if you're a fair income candidate, you should be able to rustle up 4% of the vote and get your money back. The counter view is that coming up with the $400 in the first instance is in effect a deterrent to people participating in local democracy. So it's a double-edged sword, effectively. But that was the type of discussion, and the purpose of that suggestion.
Councillor Medley, any further questions, councillors? Councillor Ramsey.
I've just noticed it now, but in the draft response on page 587, it says, it's about four dot points from the bottom, support compulsory voting for those on the state roll aged 70 and over.
Yep.
Now, I have an issue with that, and a serious issue with that, because just because the rest of the world doesn't do it right doesn't mean Victoria has to get in line with them.
The philosophy behind that point is that local government has primarily moved to voting by post. The circumstances originally surrounding the exemption for people aged over 70 was largely a mobility issue, as I understand it, and the requirement to attend a polling booth, lodge a vote, or get a pre-poll vote or a postal vote. And so for simplicity and practicality, I think it was brought in that persons aged over 70 were never prosecuted in terms of the compulsory voting provisions. The argument is that 70 nowadays, with people living much longer, is probably quite young to introduce such a concession. It does lead to lower voter turnout, in inverted commas, and that given that I think it currently is all bar about 4 or 5 local governments do conduct their elections by post, that it's not that inconvenient for most 70-year-olds to be able to vote. Now, that's the rationale behind that recommendation. It's up to council whether or not they support putting that forward. It's one of the burning issues. The other thing that goes with that, I guess, is elsewhere in the submission, whilst the MAV have submitted that council should be able to continue having either attendance or postal elections, in the council response it is suggested that we should have one form only. It's either everybody does postal or everybody does attendance, because all the current situation does is create some confusion. I guess you tie those two together. If it's all postal, then the review age of compulsory voting perhaps needs to be looked at.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Does any councillor further require any further clarification?
Mr. Mayor, can I move two amendments to our council submission, if at all possible? I understand fully what the CEO has responded, and I agree with him in part, but it says 70 and over. So it includes people in their 80s, 90s, 100. And when you get a ballot sheet such as Coburn Ward at the last election, where there's 150 words that you have to read to even get to the point where you may be able to recognise somebody, I think it gets a little hard. So if 70 is the new 40, let's maybe move it up a bit, but I don't think we need to get to that extreme. And using the words and over puts everybody in that bucket. And when we were discussing the registration fee...
Excuse me, Councillor Ramsey. Was that to remove that line, or was it...
I would prefer to remove it completely.
Thank you.
Secondly, when we were talking about the enrolment dollars at 250, I was one that wanted to make it a little bit harder for those to nominate. So I was hoping that by upping it, it would prevent people. But by doing that, it also discriminates against people, especially those within the community that don't have that sort of money, and I'd hate to do that for anyone that in this democratic world. I'd like anyone that wants to stick up their hand and want to vote to be able to vote. And plus, later I found out that the removal of the preferences from the ballot sheet would probably limit the amount of dummy candidates being put up.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. You've moved that, Councillor Ramsey.
I have.
Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second the motion with Councillor Ramsey's alteration.
Amendment, yeah.
Amendment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor.
Adjustments.
Councillor Midley. Do you have a councillor oppose the motion? Amended motion, that is. Councillor Carley, you wish to speak?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'm fine with all the draft council comments here and the panel's recommendations. The only one that I disagree with, my fellow councillor.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. Are we in debate?
No, we're not.
Okay, well, I'll oppose it, Mr. Mayor.
You oppose it.
I did oppose it.
Yeah. Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry,
I think I've said everything I need to say during when I move the alternate, so I'll reserve my right to speak.
Councillor Crowley, now your turn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll continue. The only thing that I don't agree with is that the removal that the candidate electoral deposit should be increased to at least 400, that you'd like that removed. I would have liked it seen to be increased to more than 400, Mr. Mayor. I know my fellow councillors, I expressed my views about that. I believe that it will deter dummy candidates. $250 isn't much when you've got candidates all running and they've got to pay $250. And I won't actually call them dummy candidates. I'll call them nuisance candidates, because that's exactly what they are when they are running. They're nuisance candidates just trying to give preferences to help certain other candidates. So I would have personally liked to have seen it increased to more than $400. However, I thought seeing it $400, I was going to accept that. But if you want to remove that, then I will not be accepting that.
Okay. Yes, may I let you say a few words?
Mr. Mayor, there's some great recommendations that the Local Government Electoral Review has come up with. However, I don't agree that the increase will actually deter dummy candidates, and it's actually even hard to specifically determine whether they are dummy candidates or not. I think that 400 is pretty steep in this day and age, and I agree with Councillor Ramsey that it is a democratical process, so I don't think that we should discriminate those that can't perhaps afford the $400. I think that's a little bit too much.
Thank you, Councillor Mead. Does any other Councillor wish to say anything on this motion, the amended motion? I'd just like to say a couple of words. The motion actually, when it came, the original submission actually stated $1,000 per candidate, and we as a council decided at that time $400. Well, some of the councillors wished to make it $400, and personally I feel that rather than discouraging, it's not a case of discouraging, as you call them, dummy voters or whatever you want to call them, it's a case of if it's $1,000, it'll only be established groups, and not necessarily political parties of such, but different groups that want to have an influence in the local council, could be builders. They could put up $1,000 for 10 candidates and get a couple of them up. So I'm really against $1,000. It's great if they get up and they get their money back, but $1,000 to some of the big builders is nothing, and I'm not picking on builders specifically. I'm not just meaning that, so don't take it wrong, but I'm just taking it as an example. I feel the lower it is, yes, it is a nuisance. We do have nuisance. You would encourage nuisances, but I really feel that putting it up to $1,000 would also encourage it in a different direction. Thank you. Does any other councillor wish to speak on the motion, the amended motion, which is to remove the support and change the value to $250?
Yeah.
Do you have a Councillor Ramsey, you've moved?
Yes, please. Can I finish up, Mr. Mayor, with your approval?
If no one else wishes to speak, yes.
No. I agree wholeheartedly with Councillor Carley. They are nuisance nominations, and I think now with the reforms that the MAB has suggested, taking out the preferences from the ballot sheet is going to make it a lot harder. And people work for their votes. And it's also going to give the independents a bit of a chance as well, rather than the political parties being able to have those glossy posters stuck to every tree known to mankind. It'll also give the single mums and dads and the working mums and dads an opportunity to express their democratic right by nominating to run. I thought $100 was fair, but the way the system was rorted, $250 was a stretch, and still they came out of the barrel. There was 30, as I said, in Coburn. So hopefully now, with the amendment that there are no preferences on ballot sheets, we might find a fair race.
And there's only a recommendation at this stage, Councillor.
That's right.
Okay, we move to vote on the amended motion with the two adjustments. So All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand.
The amended
motion, correct. All those against the motion, I declare the motion carried.
Mr. May, can I call a division, please?
Yeah, I wish you would. That would be good. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Councillor Medlick, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Turner. Those against the motion, please raise your hands. Councillor Carley, Councillor Madaluski. I declare the motion carried. Number 12, reports from delegates. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sorry if you could just bear with me while I flick through my notes.
Take your time.
On the 30th of September, Mr. Mayor, I attended the policy review panel. The minutes are attached in this evening's agenda and have already been discussed. And on the 1st of October, I attended the Suburb Naming Advisory Committee meeting, which also this evening they're attached. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Marlowski.
I was not appointed to any delegates this month.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsay.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to report that I attended the suburb naming meeting, and as I said, everybody needs to commend it for the work they did. I also attended the Property Development Advisory Committee, and the minutes are in the agenda, but everything's going really, really well with that. The Community Learning Board had a pre-meeting, and like I said, UNESCO and the work that's being done at a local level. We are a leader in the field, and it's only fitting that Peter Blunden be on his way now to present over tomorrow and the next day. As the National Growth Area Alliance, one of the two members, I attended the conference with the Mayor and a delegation last week. And I want to say at last week's inaugural National Growth Area Alliance Congress held in Adelaide, Melton City Council took out the prestigious National Award of Resilience. The award, which focuses on projects or actions which will build resilience, won by the Melton Library Learning Hub Project, Melton City Council, Victoria. The project is a state-of-the-art library and learning facility designed and built to the GBCA's five-star, green star. What's GBCA? Okay. Green star standard for public buildings and is Australia's first green star library. The facility offers library facilities, a focus for community engagement, access to children's health resources, formal and informal learning spaces and opportunities with educational partners. The business incubator spaces and an integrated social enterprise offering ongoing local employment and training opportunities. The conference, and I will present the award in my... Can I continue or do you want me to do that in my next part?
Later.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, it was absolutely a fantastic conference, and before I get on to the award, could I say the growth issues that I experienced were only highlighted to me that they're Australia-wide. And our advocacy has to be bigger and better than everybody else's. But what it did do was under the National Growth Area Alliance, the three national allocations of funding that were given, one to which was the Western Base, one which was to the City of Playford, and I'm not too sure where the other one was, but I don't really care. Sydney? Okay. Melton is keeping to its targets. Melton is way ahead of delivering upon everybody else's gloating about theirs. And I sat back, as did the Mayor, quite chuffed that we're just about to finish and have a soft launch. We're about to get into this building and it's better and bigger. Melton's leading the way again. And as far as all the issues that were coming up, they're all to do with transport, health, education. There's an election coming, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody's knocking on that door. But Melton's there as well. So I commend the officers that attended that that conference. We presented Melton's case really well. Now to the highlight. These awards are part of the Growth That Works Congress that was being held in Adelaide between Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th of October. The event has provided expert input to help us examine how to open up the opportunities and jobs for the future in outer metropolitan growth areas. Our aim is to end the drive-in, drive-out phenomenon and create more productive and livable cities. These are currently currently housing 4 million residents. 1 million jobs are needed by 2026 just to maintain the status quo. The award shows we are capable of The award shows what we are capable of. We want to build on the success to become the go-to area for innovation and the showcase for growth that works. Delegations were joined by the Honourable Ian McFarlane, Minister for Industry, and the Honourable Jamie Briggs, Assistant Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development. So you've already received this, Mr. Mayor, on the night, but I also want to present it to all of Council. The 2014 inaugural NGAA Growth That Works National Congress, hosted by the City of Playford, South Australia, the resilience winner being Melton Library Learning Hub Project. Well done. I think it deserves a huge round of applause.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Dunn.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, one more, if I may. I hadn't finished.
How long is it?
It's not that long at all.
Okay.
I promise you, it's not that. I know everybody wants to get home. I apologise.
Yeah, put the timer on.
Okay. The Western Base Board of Directors met last night. Can I tell you that around that table, in a volunteer capacity, sits a wealth of knowledge. Mr. Richard Kelly, a Melton resident, a chartered engineer, master degree in education and engineering, and a law degree. Stan Crepan resides in Melbourne City. He's a Bachelor of Economics, a Bachelor of Law, and a Master's of Law. I don't think I'm going to argue with any of these people. Robert Thomas Sini resides in Black Hill, Ballarat. He's a Bachelor of Law plus other postgraduate study courses. Ralph, now I'm going to leave this one to the gods. He's a Master Business Degree Accountant, CPA, Registered Tax Agent, and a Certified Five Training. Reg is a Master in Training and Development, a Grad Diploma of Vocational Training. Kevin Ramsey is a business study, and he's also got a business in IT. Mr. Luke Shannon, our general manager, is on there as well, but he's there as an individual. He applied through the normal processes. He's in applied sciences, environmental planning, and we know what Luke specialises in. If anyone's making comments, please shush. Marnie Williams resides in Caroline Springs. She's a HR education and recruitment lass in Maribyrnong. And Lindley Double resides in Hobsons Bay, and she's got a Master's in Public Health, Grad Diploma in Health Education, and other things. And I am joined on that board by my fellow councillor, Councillor Majlik, who's also got glowing study credentials, and Mr. Mark Corey also does a phenomenal amount of work. So this board is now, the interim board is now in place, and it looks to do some fantastic stuff leading up to an opening in March next year.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make mine short. On the 30th of September, I attended the policy review panel. On the 2nd of October, I attended the Melton Reservoir Committee, and I must say we're finally making a bit of headway after nearly 2 years of being on this committee. Finally got the major stakeholders sitting around the table and discussing, so hopefully a way forward. 7th of October, I attended the PDAC committee meeting, and on the 10th of October, the Heritage Committee, so we're finally starting to get together what we're going to do for next year's Heritage Week. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Filiari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended a grant assessment panel where we assessed a few applications and they were successful. I also attended the Reconciliation Advisory Committee, which discussions were based around the Reconciliation Action Plan for 2014 to 2017, which is being prepared and should shortly be presented to Council.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Midley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the Policy Review Panel meeting, which the minutes are attached to this agenda. Just wanted to reiterate the review of the social media policy in the very near future. This was a particular area of concern, I believe, particularly around councillors' responsibilities around social media and social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and so forth, and basically the need around governance and taking responsibility of what is posted on their sites from external sources. Also attended the Melton Disability Advisory Committee meeting, which the minutes have been attached. Just wanted to reiterate that the Guide to Disability and Aged Care Services in the City of Melton, which is a council publication, is now out on soft copy and also hard copy. It's a great little resource tool. Our Coral and her staff are fantastic. This is a really, really hard task to try and get together. It's always changing, so did a really, really good job on that. Very, very proud of Coral and her team. Also, the Western Base, as Councillor Ramsey said, it was great to attend the very first meeting there. It's very, very exciting what Melton is doing. We are on the forefront of basically the whole of Australia, I can confidently say. And, yeah, it'll be good to see what happens out of that, but it's definitely put Melton on the map in regards to small business and hopefully also an educational provider there too. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Midley. On the 1st of October, I attended the Civil Amendment Committee, which has been spoken about. On the 2nd of October, I attended the Melton Weir Committee meeting with Councillor Dunn. Another one of interest, maybe. On the 9th of October, I attended the Metropolitan Local Government Waste Management Forum in the city. And the night was the main direction of the night was the Minister from Environment and Climate, Honourable Race Ryan Smith, Anthony Carbine, the Shadow Minister for Secretary for Environment, and Colleen Hartland, the Australian Green spokesperson. They all attended on the night and basically gave their view of waste management if they were re-elected to government in the coming election. Thank you. Item 13.1, Record of Assembly. Do you have a councillor to move the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors attached to the agenda dated the 9th of September, 30th of September, 7th of October and the 13th of October be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. Public address by each councillor. We'll start with the Councillor Medley, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the Vietnam Vets opening at Max Cottage, which was a great, emotional for me anyway. It was fantastic to see the Vietnam Vets finally getting their home in Max Cottage, and I'm sure it'll come to very good use. Also, I do have an award to present, Mr. Mayor, to Council. It's actually the Global Corporate Challenge. In April 2014, the executive team endorsed the staff health and wellbeing strategic plan for 2014 and 17. And one of the five principles undermining the strategy is one, physical activity with the objective of increasing the opportunities for employees to participate in physical exercise. Consistent with this, council joined the Corporate Global Challenge. So 161 staff formed into 23 teams to take on the challenge of 10,000 steps per person per day over 100 days. The key achievements were 12,521 average daily steps per person, 8.01 kilometres average distance per day, and a total combined step of 187,283,122 steps, I believe that is, equivalent to employees walking around the world three times over 100 days. So an exceptional and phenomenal achievement. A CGC representative presented the Melton City Council with a trophy, Exhibit A, in recognition of the achievements of the Melton employees in finishing 10th of the most active government sector organisation. In conclusion, thanks to the OD team in coordinating the event and for representing Melton and doing us proud. And, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to know whether next time the councillors can be mandatorily made to participate in that too. So, Mr. Mayor...
You can lead the challenge, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Beautiful. Looks good, doesn't it? That look good on my mantelpiece. Not that I've got one. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to highlight an event that some of us councillors attended, which was the annual Senior Citizen Dinner Dance at the Melton Community Hall. Every year that I do attend, the crowd seems to be increasing in numbers, and I must congratulate our officer, Darren Cunningham, and his staff for organising the event. He definitely knows how to get our seniors on the dance floor and show us a few dancing steps. It was actually a great night. Well done.
Thank you, Councillor Cullier. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On the 24th of September, I attended the Get Activated, Stay Motivated with yourself. It's a great school holiday initiative where children get to try out a few different sports. On the 2nd of December of October, I also attended the official opening of the Vietnam Vets, as Kathy has already mentioned. That was a fantastic event. I attended the opening of the Archer Drive Reserve, attended the funding announcement, which we actually had two, so I'll mention them both. $100,000 for the Mount Carberry Rec Reserve for lighting, and Bridge Road funding to the tune of $650,000, so a total of $750,000, so thanks very much to our advocacy team. And I also attended the Melton Plate at Tabcorp, which is always a great event, and the senior dance, which I thought was very good, especially to watch our fellow council boogieing on the floor with their family. It was really nice to see.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 2nd of September, I attended the official opening of Max Cottage for the Vietnam Veterans Association Melton sub-branch. On the 4th of September, I attended the Family Day, which was run by Investor at the new Bloomdale Estate in Diggers Rest, and that was an absolutely fantastic day. There was a great turnout, and I know a lot of my fellow councillors also were there. And, Mr. Mayor, if I could just touch on something as well. I'm sure everyone is aware that Gough Whitlam this morning passed away. And even though I was not born when Gough Whitlam was in government, what he implemented, many of us still benefit from, such as equal opportunities for women, free education, increased pension, and his establishment of Medicare, and a lot more. So I thought that we should mention that, Mr. Mayor, this evening.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Councillor Madaluski.
I've got no comments for this month.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsey.
You had a quiet 3 months while I was sick, didn't you?
It's been quite peaceful.
Yeah.
I just want to concur with everybody. It's great to see the Vietnam vets in being relocated, and thank you to Mr. Heaney and Councillor Bob Turner, our Mayor, for their efforts in making that happen. The official opening of Archer Drive, it's great to see what we can do with a drainage basin and some playground equipment and a barbecue. It looks fantastic. It is a great open space. Again, Councillor Dunn spoke about $750,000 coming into the municipality on two sites. And so, yes, I concur. Great advocacy from our advocacy and economic development group, but also from General Manager Mr. Heaney's area as well. The Family Fun Day at Investor, also the Community Safety Day event at Woodgrove, that was brilliant. The amount of car seats that were safely fastened, and also the safe plate that was done, but also the community that were just getting out there and finding out what council and other businesses have to offer in the way of programs and such. The seniors' dinner dance, and can I say, Councillor Dunn did mention this, but it brought a tear to my eye watching mother and daughter.
Was that my dancing? Was it?
And father and son dancing on the dance floor. And Councillor Cugliari, I know that you go with your whole family, and it was an absolute treat. And all the oldies commented on it. So well done, and well done to Darren as well. The Friends of Tulle and Creek had the beautiful Platypus Festival, and Lynn Holdsworth, your tireless efforts in that app need to be applauded. It is a great event every year, and it was sensational again this year. The annual Ainsbury CFA pre-season dinner I attended with Mayor and his beautiful wife, Val Turner, and it's great to see it in a new neighbourhood actually getting established and having people there with the calibre of 20 years worth of service to our community and getting ready for the fire season. Now, I too want to pay my respects to Gough Whitlam. Today, the Labor Party has lost a giant, and our nation has lost a great leader. Like no other Prime Minister before or since Gough Whitlam, Gough Whitlam redefined our country, and in doing so he changed the lives of generations. His vision, his ambition offered Australia a new sense of what it might be. He reimagined Australia as a modern nation where opportunity belonged to everyone. There will be millions of Australians who feel his loss and will mourn his passing in days to come. Gough fought the good fight, and Labor will continue to fight in his honour. Gough Whitlam was a man who made political history in 1975, and that was the year I was studying legal studies. So I owe him a debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I'll try not to double up on anything that somebody else has done. It's been a great month. It's fantastic being the mayor. You get to go to lots of different functions, and every one of them are fantastic. So I'll just pick out a handful. On the 25th of September, I attended the Marlin Aboriginal Women's Group Family Day at the Willows Historical Park. It was a well-attended event, and the kids had a great time. On the 4th of October, it was Community Safety Day. I'd just like to special thanks to John Webb and Mia Pendlebury for their work, and also the partners, which was Vic Police, Emergency Services, Lions, Bunnings, Woodgrove Shopping Centre. There was lots there on the day. It was a really big day. The weather was fantastic, and everybody had a great time. On the 5th of October, I attended the Eid al-Adha Holi Festival at Mount Cabri, which was a well-attended event. I'm a bit ignorant in some of these religions, and with Muslim ones, I didn't realise they had people from all over the world in their religion, supposedly any other religion, if you think about it. Yeah, so it was really great to mix with these guys. And in the afternoon, I went to Rockbank for the Dusra Festival at the Sri Dunka Temple, and that was another huge, I think the numbers were something like 15 or 17,000 attendees in the day, and it was a bit of a traffic jam, but apart from that, it was a fantastic day. I'll just put another couple. 10th of October, launch of the October Walk to School Month. I attended Coburn Primary School, again with Jan Webb and Mia Pendlebury, and we gave away four bicycles from council to kids that were actually walking to school or riding to school. And the last one I'll put in is Friends of Tulum Creek. They had their festival on Saturday the 11th. It was a well-attended day again. The weather was very, very kind again. Thank you. Number 14.1, notices of motion. Notice of motion 390, Councillor Ramsey.
Seeing our gaming policy has gone up, I think it should be supported by Council, if it concurs, which it does.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey.
Sorry, should I read it now, Mr. Tory? You're looking at me disgracefully.
Only if you wish.
The council officers provide a report to council on whether the Monash City Council local government poker machine system reform campaign is consistent with the directions of council's review of its gaming policy and should therefore be supported by council.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do the councillor just second the motion?
Happy to second that motion, Mr.
Thank you, Councillor Mirlik. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands and declare the motion carried. Item 14.2, notes of motion 391, Councillor Cagliari, homework groups at council libraries.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That council officers prepare a report to council investigating the options and potential benefits to our young people and children of establishing homework clubs at both the Caroline Springs and Melton libraries.
Thank you, Councillor Cagliari. Councillor Cagliari has moved to motion. Have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second that motion and commend Councillor Cagliari on a fantastic initiative. This will certainly help our children and our young people get the best chance that they have in their studies.
Thank you, Councillor Mirlik. Does any councillor... I've had to move a second. Yeah, does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Item 14.3, notice motion 392, Councillor Dunn, Willows Park and Homestead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My motion is that the council officers explore other opportunities for increased access to the Willows Park and the Homestead with a future report to be presented to council for consideration.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mirlik. All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number 15, Council questions without notice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carla.
I have one question. I ask a question on behalf of residents living in Diggers Rest. Could Council please provide the latest feedback with respect to the Diggers Rest Hotel?
Mr. Baggio.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The last time the planning application was considered by Council, it was deferred off for 3 months, you may recall, to allow further discussions between the landowners and council officers about the options for redevelopment of the hotel. So that 3 months is up, so it's proposed to present the application back to council at the next meeting in November.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. No more questions?
Mr. Mayor, if I may. And this is very close to your heart, and there's nothing we can do about it, but I'm hoping there is. Coburn and Barry's Road, when will we see a resolution to the end of that?
I can answer that one myself.
Oh, good. Please.
Right, Mr. Tory. Absolutely. I actually wrote to, I've not got it with me because I didn't think you were going to ask a question, but I wrote to the gentleman who sent me the email last year, 12 months ago, and asked him when it was going to be finished, and he said, when he put down October, he didn't mean October last year, he meant October this year. The works that are being done now and are being done by the services, and they will be finished by the end of October, and then Woodgrove themselves have 2 weeks' work to do after that. So, all being well, I was praying it would happen in the last 12 months,
The middle of November.
Middle of November is he sort of, as much as he can assure us, he apologises and says that's when it's going to be.
2015.
No,
14.
2014, yeah. Okay. So we'll have to take him at his word this time.
November,
thank you.
2014.
Okay. Happy?
Yep, very.
Motions without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council officers, please prepare and provide a report to council at the next council meeting detailing the following. 1, the amount paid to councillors individually for childcare expenses from 2008 till present. 2, which registered agency or private individual provided the service. 3, did they comply with the ATO law by providing a statement by a supplier attached to the councillor's reimbursement form. And 4, can the officers also please report whether all claims for reimbursement were paid to any providers without a statement by a supply form, and which councillors did this apply to, and the amount?
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Number 17, urgent business. Neil. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can please...
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to Section 89.2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated, 18.1, 18.2, 18.3. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor.
And well done for your very last ordinary meeting of Council. Fantastic.
You never know.
Never know.
I'll second that. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Now you've thrown me. You've seconded the motion. So all those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, please help yourself to some refreshments if they haven't evaporated. Have a good night.
I think there's a loophole there.